Presentation, 6th of December patient, Skyler, S-K-Y-L-E-R, Hess, H-E-S-S, date of birth, 1-15-2005. Skyler Hess was seen for evaluation of goiter and hypothyroidism per paragraph. She's been taking, previously been taking thyroid hormone for autoimmune hypothyroidism, but this had been discontinued about 15 months ago because she was told her thyroid levels were normal per paragraph. She has noticed some swelling in her neck and also has had a painful area in the left tonsillar area, which is thought to be due to lymphadenopathy, period, paragraph. There's no problem swallowing or hoarseness, per paragraph. Past history significant for anxiety, for which is treated with CBD gummies, per paragraph. Family history is non-contributory, per paragraph. Social history, she attends school and plans to study nursing. Comment does not smoke or drink alcohol, per paragraph. Current medication, colon, oral contraceptive pill, per paragraph. General review is unremarkable, apart from some weight fluctuation and occasional headaches. Period. A total of 12 systems were evaluated. Per paragraph on examination, blood pressure 108 over 56, comma 820 pounds. The BMI is 21.3. Period. The pulse is 66 per minute. Comma regular sinus rhythm. Period. The thyroid gland was enlarged to approximately twice normal size and was smooth in contour, and there was no neck lymphadenopathy, period. The heart was normal and the lungs were clear, period. The peripheral examination was intact, period. Paragraph. I rechecked her TSH level, which was 4.28, comma in a borderline range, and free T4 0.83. on the lower end of normal, period, paragraph impression, goiter and Hashimoto's thyroiditis with borderline hypothyroidism, per paragraph. I recommend that she restart levothyroxine 0.05 milligrams daily in an effort to replace a borderline low thyroid, thyroid condition, and also hopefully to prevent further enlargement of her thyroid gland, per paragraph. Follow a visit in May 2024 after school closes, per paragraph. Invitation.